Oh, stay and lend an ear, you loyal subjects all, and by this story you shall hear, behold a traitor's fall, who was by due desert found guilty of a crime, the like whereof hath not been known in any age or time. This William Staley he, by trade a goldsmith was, and near to Covent Garden lived, as now it came to pass, who being void of grace, and blinded with false zeal, of late spoke treason at a place which he could not conceal. A papist he was bred, one of the popish crew, and was by Jesuits misled, which he too late did rue. Such principles he learnt beyond the ocean main, as brought him to a shameful end, with torture and with pain. Great malice in his mind this wicked wretch did bear, and likewise was to blood inclined, as doth to plain appear, where I shall now relate how he to trial came, where thousands flocked to the place to hear and see the same. Unto the king's bench bar the prisoner was brought in, where he indicted was for words of treason against our king, which was by evidence of witnesses made clear, by gentlemen of worth and note who did the treason hear. O wicked bloody wretch, to think of such a thing, he said himself with his own hands would kill our sovereign king, to which he for himself could answer very small, which did unto the purpose tend in presence of them all. A learned jury there impaneled was that time, who quickly did consider of the traitor's heinous crime, which did appear so plain that in a little space they quickly gave their verdict in, not moving from the place where he was guilty found of treason which he spoke, with malice and with bloody thoughts, when none did him provoke. The judge then sentence gave that he should for the same be hanged and drawn and quartered, being so much to blame. Then was he carried back in prison to remain until the doleful, dismal day of execution came, where he had time and space his faults for to bewail, unless he was so void of grace, no comfort could prevail. And now the fatal day, being calm which was so nigh, great store of people flocked there to see the prisoner die, who was brought to the place to undergo his doom, which was a great and vile disgrace to all the sons of Rome. His quarters are to be disposed on each gate, that every one who see the same may all such treason hate, and that the popish crew may see what they deserve for seeking to destroy a king whom God will long preserve. For all such bloody men shall have a fall, no doubt, and all their treasons and their plots in time shall be brought out, that they and all their friends their just desert may have, for striving to be high and great, and others to enslave.